Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Tina Marie, and we've got Bob Weber in the house.
Just barely.
There you go.
I'm telling you, if you saw what was happening here about 10 minutes
busy.
Before the
we
show.
We were scuffling, but we did it.
There were some crazy things going on with my fingers
that
on the keyboard.
It's all good, and you are so good at this. Welcome to Primarily Paranormal right here at Greater Good Ministry Radio. Poof, poof.
That's right.
We're
all inspirational all the time.
Absolutely. And we're coming to you live out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Beautiful day.
Spring
oh,
has sprung.
Oh, my golly. Starting to chill out a little bit for me.
No,
you've been busy.
It's gorgeous. Plain gorgeous.
We are going to have a paranormal show tonight and one question psychic reading. So, hold on. Let me try to get back over there to the switchboard. The number to call into the show tonight is 347-237-5339. We'll be talking about the paranormal. Also, if you'd like to call into the show, please do. One question mini readings, dream interpretation, spirituality talk, paranormal talk, whatever you'd like to do. We've got some great EVPs, electric voice phenomena, that we have collected throughout the years. Working in paranormal investigations. So please stay tuned and really enjoy the show. But first, everybody, go on over to GreaterGoodMinistryRadio.com. Check out all the different programming and get to know everybody that is over there. Bob, what do you think?
Well, yeah, that website is ggmradio.com, and over there you can learn about all the different hosts that we have here on the Greater Good Ministry Network. You can see what type of shows they do. They've got everything 7 days a week. It's inspirational. It's informative. A lot of great information. So if you're looking for a wholesome radio channel to listen to, I don't know why you're listening to us, because we talk paranormal. No.
No, we try to educate the public.
Yes,
you're a sport. And I'm going to tell you, some of the guests over there, we got Gregory Scott, we got Amanda Dowell, and let's not forget Reverend B, Barbara DeDozier, the founder of Greater Good Ministry Radio. And let me tell you, everybody, please go on over there. Check out the boutique. She's got the prettiest little shop you've ever seen that goes through the internet. Some of the most beautiful crystals. The majority of these crystals are hand-picked, hand-dug. Is that how you say it? Dug? Hand-dug? And
I'm sure they got dug up.
And let me tell you, she's got a book that just takes the questions out of, you know, what is this crystal for? What is this stone for? And the usage of it. It is just brilliant. All right.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at all the different hosts and their different shows. I mean, it's a herd of them.
Heard of them.
But the key thing is, you know, it's a spiritual broadcasting from a higher perspective.
Sundays are just wonderful. If you are looking and seeking for spiritual enlightenment. And I'm serious. Please check out Sunday also, right there on Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Absolutely. We have a guest joining us in the chat room. We appreciate that. If you would like to call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you would like to talk to us.
There you go. There you go. All right. Look at all the... I'm going to tell you, B has just... You, B, the programming lineup here is awesome. The colors... This switchboard is just lit. Awesomely lit. All right.
You shouldn't be looking at this book. You should just hit at the chat and not pay attention.
You don't want me
to
look at all the colors. I'm a little colorblind.
Yeah, well.
So it kind of throws me sometimes. But it's all good. It's all good. And everybody in the chat room now, if you do have a question you'd like to submit, just go up there to WGGM. Click it and send us a private message with your date of birth, and we'll get to it.
Yeah, it's a guest, so they would have to make an account.
Okay. Or they can call in.
Or they can call in if you have a question.
Here you
again, go. The number to dial in is 347-237-5339.
All right.
Plus one.
There you go. And, you know, the other thing I'd like to really say quickly is Bob and I are located in Fort Walton Beach, and we founded a couple of years ago as a couple, and we have founded, it's called Gulf Coast Paranormal. So if you feel that you have got a paranormal situation, get a hold of us. We've never and will never ever charge. And we've done quite a few investigations up here in this area, Navarre, Crestview, Niceville, all over the place up here. So, and if we can't help you, we'll do our best to try to guide you. You know, to get help.
Two ways of contacting us. You can go to Miss Tina's website, which is www.misstena.com, MISSTENA.com, or visit GulfCoastParanormal.com, all one word. And you're giving me a cutoff there.
Well, what I was going to say is, real quickly, we're going to go to a commercial break, but... This is to give you an idea what it is that I do, and then we're going to start taking calls, or we're going to continue to talk. Welcome to Joanne for joining us also tonight. The number to call into the show, 347-237-5339. Be sure to press 1 so we know that you'd like to talk to us. If you feel you've got a paranormal situation going on, something odd, call into the show. We would love to talk to you. And majority of the time, it's our fear because we don't know. You know, a lot of times people are frightened because they don't know what's going on.
And don't worry, we're not going to show up in an ambulance. We're not the Ghostbusters.
No, we're not the Ghostbusters.
You know, we don't.
But
have,
well, I'll tell you,
we don't have no plasma packs.
No. But
we're only armed with cameras.
We're very blessed to be able to,
you know, and our wits.
There you go. Absolutely.
And again, or you can visit our website, let us know, anywhere in the nation, you know, because again, if we can't help you here personally, we can refer you. We belong to a wonderful network, and there's about 1,200 paranormal groups that we're associated with.
There you go.
You know, that we can give you a referral.
And nobody that we know that works with us ever charges for a paranormal investigation. We won't have it. Something like this, we just absolutely do not charge for. And I feel very good about that. I've been doing this since 1992. Well, years before that, almost 30 years now, when I founded Cross City Paranormal and Dixie Boo Research.
Mm-hmm.
And never, ever have I ever charged for this. So, all right. How about if we go to a real quick...
Okay.
Can you get to it? Commercial break?
I can do that. But you know what we're going to be playing today? I'm going to kind of tease this a little bit.
Oh, the EVP.
So everyone, we can just take it all away.
No, I already said it, I thought.
So when we come back, we're going to start getting into some of the EVPs that we actually captured on different investigations. You're listening to WGGM, which is Greater Good Ministry Radio, and this is Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. We'll be right back.
psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at MissTina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's MissTina.com. MissTina.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to the show. I am Tina Marie. Thank you so much. We are coming to you live out of Fort Walton. We've got Bob Weber in the house. Amen.
Amen.
And just to let everybody know out there, any psychic reading that I book on Very Good Ministry Radio, a portion will be given back as a donation. Let's support Greater Good Ministry Radio and keep it going. All right, all right.
So we're going to talk about EVPs.
You ready?
What are EVPs?
Electric voice phenomena.
That's right.
There you go.
And how do we capture them?
On a recorder.
A digital recorder.
Digital recorder.
Now, the old days, it used to be reel to reel.
And it was, and I remember that. Oh, so well. As a matter of fact,
I didn't deal with the old days. I'm kind of a tech nerd.
Well, let me tell you, I still, to this day, have. Oh, I had so many of them. It's incredibly crazy. I think back of how we had to stop, start, you know, and stuff like that. And I still, you know, a lot of them we've reverted over, you know, to the computers, but there's just a few that I still got put up that just to this day will forever change my life, and couldn't let them go. So I put them over on the computer, but I still kept them.
That's important.
You aren't kidding you.
You know.
So what is it that we're going to be talking about? Which investigation?
Well, we've got three. I'm just turning up the volume on all of these right now.
And anything that we are putting out on air today, we have got full permission to do this. And we will never give out the location for the safety and the respect.
Well, one we will.
One we will?
Yeah.
All right. What does that mean?
Well, you'll know.
Oh. But, I mean, we've got full permission to be able to do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we ain't going to do anything.
Because when we do an investigation, people do have to sign a contract with us and the whole nine yards. Absolutely. All right, Bob.
All right. The first clip we're going to play, and what this is, it's kind of like a collage of about a couple hours of EVPs. And what I do is I do an analysis of it, and then I make a short collage.
There you go.
You know, of that particular investigation.
Where was this located, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm deciding to tackle first.
You get so excited.
Well, no. I mean, I lost my other glasses, and I'm dealing with the other ones, and it's kind of small. But
there
we go. We are going to deal with, we'll start at the bottom. We'll go up.
All right.
Back in 2011, November 10th, we did an investigation in Panama City.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, this was a booger. We had Colleen and Dwayne with us on that
Absolutely.
Particular investigation.
She's out of Swanee Paranormal.
Right.
There you go. And Dwayne, Dwayne, he's like a
independent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now this location, you know, if I remember correctly, which I do, in this location, I truly, truly believe that the individual of this home brought 98% of this on to herself.
Absolutely.
And I only say that because of what she had stated to us. And then it ended up this individual was merely wanting to be on a TV program.
Yep.
And by golly bum, she had been through another investigation team up there, a great Christian, great overall Gnostic. She did everything she possibly could to get attention.
Yep.
And by golly bum, and that's when we shut it down because this, there was three rooms that was highly, five rooms, and highly full of energy and spirits. And you know, the other thing on this location that I want a lot of people to understand, there was a huge swimming pool. The electricity, the energy, the water through this whole entire thing, plus an individual was in the last part of their life. So, I mean, it was just everything about this situation made up for what I would say a haunting. Bob, go ahead.
All right. Now, this clip is about a minute 26 long. Unfortunately, I can't stop and start it.
Everybody put
long.
Your headphones on
we'll,
so that you can hear
them. I've got to crank as high as
you
can.
You got to crank as high as you can? Okay, here
so,
we go.
You're going to hear somewhere, you're going to kind of hear like a white noise. That's where I kind of enhance the volume on it.
Yep.
You know, so hopefully you can hear what we heard. And here we go.
How many male entities are in this house? How many male ghosts or spirits in this house?
This house was built in 1981. How long have you been here?
Excuse me.
The previous owner was convicted of selling drugs and in another state and went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pass away and are you related to that person?
The spirit that's been in the room, did you have problems with your throat, with your breathing?
That can help you find the light.
Amen. What can we do for you? Do you know, do you like the people that are in the house now? They have a lot of energy.
Are you upset with the cat?
I'd be mad at that cat. I'm not kidding you. I'm still alive and I'd be mad at the cat. You want the cats to leave you alone? The animals to stay out of this room also?
You know, that was so interesting because that energy in that room said she was, there was an older female, said she was tired that the cat was in her back bedroom. There was, you know, like five rooms that was, I mean, every room in the house had something going on. Any room that we went into, we captured EVPs. The elderly individual in the back room just could not stand that a cat was in that back room. And, you know, naturally, I mean, we couldn't believe it. She just, because the cat had an accident back there. And this little old feller, energy-wise, she didn't like it. She didn't want that cat back there on that bed or anything. And the other things that we were discussing in reference, trying to get the history of the location, which we do. When we go into an investigation, we try to get just as much knowledge about the location and who had lived there and what's going on. Why is this, is the paranormal going on? It was a combination of so many different things. It was just mind-boggling. But we were really, truly, I think they said there was four energies, and I don't know if that came over very good over the airways or not, four, And there was four and five rooms. They kind of just, I don't know. I think the energy in the back room with the little old lady, she stayed back there.
But then
the front room, that was, my God.
On this recording
the front room.
That I uploaded to Blog Talk, before there was never any breakup.
We have never had no breakup with our EVPs.
And I don't understand why that happened, you know, because I know the original file.
Because this place was, there was inhuman. I'm going to say this, and I don't say it often. What we're going to play tonight, I want people to be prepared for what they're going to hear. We are going to try, you know, we're not going to try to put anything vulgar out there, but be prepared for what is about the EVPs that we did recover. And we're trying to be careful. I know this is a wholesome program, and we're doing our best, but we need to educate the public.
And we're also trying to make you aware that whenever we do our investigations and we're doing EVP sessions, that the spirits are with us.
Absolutely.
They're with everybody all the time.
Yep.
They're just in another plane, as
Absolutely.
I call it. And a digital recorder will bridge that gap that you can make that communication, because when we ask these questions, you can hear that we pause and we're waiting for a response. And when they do respond, you know, we don't hear it. Now, sometimes you do.
Now, I do. A lot of times I do.
And
that's what's so cool.
That
is what is so cool about EVPs in reference to a recorder, because it validates. If I say, Bob, there's something in the room, they're trying to speak to us. And by God, I mean, we were in an apartment room. Oh, we'll get to that one another time, but let's finish talking about this one.
Well, I don't think we didn't really catch anything in that one.
The apartment building where the guy says, hey, dude.
Yeah, well, he called me a vulgar name.
Well, he cussed you. And the minute you tried to get in that, walk into another room, I said, oh, Bob, because you had like two male energies around you. I could hear them. And I said, oh, Bob, be careful, because they're like coming towards you. But anyway, let's finish talking about this location real quickly.
Well, you know, there's one interesting, you know, obviously we can't show it over the radio, but one interesting photo that was done, I had this digital camcorder running, shooting down this hallway, and I had it on a chair to look down this hallway.
Absolutely. Infrared.
Yeah, it was infrared.
Yeah,
that's where the planes were. And that corner that it was sitting in was completely dark. There was not a natural source of light. The sun was on the opposite wall, you know, shining down, so there's no way light could have got to it. In the corner of that darkest part, you know, when you look at it, it's dark.
Very dark, yeah.
But in the photo, there's a beam of light shooting from the corner upwards.
Yeah.
That is totally unexplained. How that happened.
Wow.
I could not explain that.
But you know what? A lot of people call it an energy light. Some people call it a orb in progress. And it was an energy force.
It was like a beam.
Wow. I'm getting chills even thinking about this location. Honest to goodness. But we did. We absolutely had to. We turned over the evidence, but we could not have any more to do with this situation because the woman was wanting sensationalism. And the one thing that I have always, and Bob has always agreed to, we will never exploit spirits. What we're doing on this show is for educational purposes. We will never exploit them. Never.
No, not at all.
No. All right. How about if we go?
We're going to do another.
You want to do another recording?
Yeah, I mean,
all right. We're on a roll. We might as well.
5 minutes before a break.
All right.
So,
let's do it then.
Yeah. You know, we try and do it on the quarter hours. But this next location is, we did two investigations up in Crestview. This is, as I call it, Crestview 1.
Florida, yep.
Yeah, and, yeah, thank you, Florida. And the date was 2011, September 27th.
Is this the private residence?
This is the private residence.
Now, this was, oh, my God, a military family.
Yep.
All right, go ahead,
Bob. This is 49 seconds long, and you should be able to hear the responses, as long as it's not corrupted like the other one was.
There we go. Let's see.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't be acting all crazy like and barking. And, I mean, they're just whatever.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Do you like playing those games where someone's downstairs and you walk around and make that noise?
Two.
Let me tell you something.
Two.
You know, what's beautiful about this location was the energy in the home. The spirit that was in that home, highly intelligent. They were answering questions. They were talking about us. They really recognized that we were intuitive, that I was intuitive in the home, and they were speaking to Bob. I got a little bit, as an intuitive psychic and a clairvoyant, when I come into a location, what happens is, if there is energy, a spirit in the location, it kind of drains me because, I mean, it's just like they run up and go, hello. And it even said that because Bob asked me, are you okay? And I said, okay, I'm okay. And the spirit asked, are you okay? So, I mean, it isn't like everything is bad out there,
many
y'all.
Many times a spirit or an entity will mock or repeat what was said. Now, I remember, and I didn't play the clip of it, but I remember we had a lot of, in the Panama City case.
Absolutely, I know what you're fixing to say about the refrigerator.
Yeah.
They were saying it before you even said it.
They said it
don't worry about it, it's the refrigerator.
Yeah, so was that a case where he was guiding me to say, well, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Because it really was the refrigerator.
They were just letting us know it. It's not us. It was the refrigerator.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and here we capture that, you know,
and
we
only
hear refrigerator.
I know
I
it. And 9 times out of 10, we do try to shut down all electricity when we go into a location, air conditioner and the whole 9 yards. But this location, it had a big old swimming pool and the whole 9 yards, and they didn't feel it necessary. Plus, they had an individual in the home that was very, very ill, and we would never do that to anybody. You know, we're not going to make anybody uncomfortable when we do our investigations. All right, what are you doing, Bob?
Well, I had Joanna said, I wish you could hear it a little bit better.
I know, we don't understand this,
yeah.
So we... they come out clear here, but they're not. They're kind of gobbled.
Yeah, whenever we broadcast over Blog Talk Radio,
sometimes it don't come over very good, does it?
And you really need what's called a Class A.
But we're just gonna keep. Yeah, absolutely. Let's just keep going.
But what you have to listen for, and I know it's difficult, you have to listen for like a whisper.
Yeah, it's a little whisper. We try to raise it up. Bob does his best to bring it up and does an excellent job. All right, how about if we give out the number to the, to the show.
So call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. I mean, after we go through these EVPs, we will open up the phone lines for psychic readings, a mini psychic reading, a one-question reading, but obviously to get the full benefit, you want to book a full psychic reading at www.misstena.com, MISSTENA.com.
Yeah, but don't go away because we are going to continue to try to play these EVPs. And please, don't go away. We're going to try to muffle it up a little bit and see what we can do. All right, everybody.
Keep talking while I look for the right kind of play here.
And I know, this is, I can't believe it. I don't know where it is that we're not lining this up because we've never had this kind of issue. So maybe it's the energy.
Yeah.
We're really excited
it's
to be able.
It's really Blog Talk.
It's right. Blog Talk. But it's okay, everybody.
Really,
we're going to do the best we possibly can.
Okay, here we go. I got the commercial now.
All right, everybody, hold still.
You are listening to Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio. Visit the Greater Good Ministry Radio website at www.ggmradio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back. And there was a question in the chat room for, you know, how much do readings cost? Well, it varies. It's based upon time. But
as long as we're running a special.
We currently, and I'll answer that question, what a Class A is. We currently have two specials on the website for psychic readings. It's 20 minutes for $35 and $50 for 30 minutes.
There you go.
Which is a great saving. And to answer the other question, what is a Class A? Class A EVP. This is where you get a clear, audible response.
I mean, very loud.
It's just like they're screaming at it. Not necessarily.
Into the recorder.
It's clear.
Yeah.
I mean, like when I asked that one question on that last clip I played, and I asked the question, do you like making the noise, you know, stomping upstairs and scaring the people downstairs? The answer was yes.
Yes. There's always a wispy. It's kind of wispy.
It's a whispery sound.
Because they're doing everything they can to come through.
But they call it Class A because, without a doubt, you know exactly what the word is.
They answered it.
Now, Tina and I sat here sometimes debating what was said? Absolutely.
That's why we've got other people in the paranormal that we do go to and help us decipher and clean it up. And I'm going to tell you, Bob, you're excellent at this. So why don't we try one more time?
I ain't bad.
You're good.
All right.
And then I would like to talk about voices from beyond. But first... Go ahead and let's do another EVP and see if we can't get it clearer.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Hopefully it's a little bit clearer.
Just a little bit. Maybe that might make a difference.
All right.
On 2012, October 27th, Tina and I were involved with a promotion with a radio station, Q92, here in the Fort Walton Beach area.
Yeah.
They wanted to have, and it was a kind of a Halloween, ghost hunting for Halloween.
But it was for educational purposes.
And, well, what we
or
did,
we would have done
what
it.
We did was we turned it into a training session.
There you go.
Because you can't take 30 people and go do an investigation.
Nope.
It doesn't work that way.
But we brought in extra investigators and lined up.
Colleen.
Heath Baker, he's an independent investigator out of Fort Walton, and he is superb. Colleen Curran out of Swanee, Florida, very good. And we had a bunch. We made sure that there was plenty of educated individuals that knew what they did, and we broke everybody up in teams.
And we had plenty of equipment for everyone to get some hands-on training
with,
you know, especially EBPs. People brought their cameras, their cell phones, et cetera.
Absolutely.
And in this first clip, you're going to hear it right out of the gate because literally.
Now, can I say something really quick here?
Yeah.
And I mean, not quickly.
Well, it's your show.
This
you can do whatever you want.
One of the toughest investigations that I ever walked into. It was an aqua marina. We're talking whales. We're talking dolphins.
We're talking all
these beautiful, lovely, beautiful animals.
It was
animals.
A dolphin marina at Okaloosa Park.
It knocked me for a loop, and I won't deny it. And I mean, I've talked to Reverend Barbara DeDosier a little bit about this. If I knew what I was walking into, I never would have done it. As a sensitive, as a psychic, as a clairvoyant, I will never do anything like this ever again. Because I mean, it was just like transcending.
Well, again,
I didn't know where in the heck I was.
We primarily concentrate on residents and health
people. Absolutely.
This was a business location. This is the only one that I've ever done.
Yeah.
And and we only did this as a promotion, you know, with the radio station.
They contacted us. Yeah.
And
asked
for our assistance.
Yeah,
but
to educate.
Clips. They're both 54 seconds long. We're going to take them one at a time.
And let's pray it comes out good. Here we go.
But hopefully you hear it right out of the gate. I'm explaining what a digital recorder is, and you're going to hear a response right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. Here we go.
So here we go. We got part one. Yep.
So whenever you see this red light on, that means this is recording. All right? Now, whenever you hold this.
Okay. It's added.
Wow. Now tell me.
Why would there be metal?
Can we go upstairs and take a look and see what's right above here?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there's another one. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Up to about 150, 200 photos. And it might be.
Did you hear what
he
said about the guy that died while building
that? Yeah. But we need to get an area where we close the lights. You know, we got so many EVPs in the first 20 minutes in this location. It just exhausted me. Can you tell the folks out there what it was said?
Well, some of the things that were said were, you know, some of them you couldn't hear because there's so light. And I've got headsets on and I'm listening, you know, intensely when I do this analysis. But, out of the gate, you know, when I was talking about the use of the digital camera, what would you say? Something about all right or...
All right.
You know.
Yeah, they were all for it. All right.
You know, he goes,
they
all
were
right.
Standing right beside
they
Bob.
Learning.
All right.
And he goes, oh, that's how you gonna catch me, huh? All right. Okay.
And you know what?
But then, you know, that dolphin sound, that eek.
Yeah.
Again, yes, we were in a soundproof because all the fish were in sealed tanks. You
absolutely.
Know? So we did not
soundproof.
Have access. We were not near the water
nope.
top. So that came from. I don't know.
We don't know where it came from.
And it wasn't one of us because, you know, we carefully go, do you remember anything like that?
No.
Because we try and mark whenever people are talking or laughing or whatever.
And at this location, it's very, very sad. And
there were deaths associated.
There was a maintenance man that died there.
Yep.
Three people died in the parking lot. I mean, death. I mean, boom, 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 boom. And for, I will never do such a thing again in my life. I know now that I am just not built to do this, to do that.
Well,
there was so much.
I mean, we don't do that. I mean,
we don't do that.
We
do
individuals and families. You know,
absolutely.
Especially if there's children involved. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
Know, every group has got their forte, what they do. You know, like Laurie Champion, she does hostile haunts.
Oh, out of Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's wonderful. We've had her on the show.
You know, so they'll go in, you know, where there's physical attacking going on. You know,
I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be physically hurt. You know, we want to help.
We
want to
go in and educate. Yeah.
Give our clients an understanding of what's there so they can learn to deal with it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now, we're going to go ahead and play the second clip. And I can't remember.
Is this from
the
marina?
This is from the same location, from the Gulf Aquarium, and that's 2012, October 27th. Again, it's another 54-second clip, so...
Hold on and listen close, folks.
And we're going to listen, too, because I can't remember all that's on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Whisper there.
Is there underground heating elements in the concrete?
Not that I know of.
Oh, I see now it's burning. Help!
Help! We would
like to know what happened to you.
How long have you been here? Ask that again.
What's your favorite animal? Mine is the sea. I'm the mom.
What's your favorite animal?
There you
dolphins.
Go, dolphins.
That way, guys.
Come back.
No, that's okay. Let's just walk, because they just went that way.
And you know what? I really got to say that it was so uncanny that Spirit, one of our guests that night that went through this tour with us, asked a question. And by golly bum, Spirit said, dolphin. The little feller,
the little girl.
She wasn't a very big girl, and little lady, and little old lady, and she says, "What is your favorite animal?" Because everybody had their turn to ask a question, and by gosh, a Spirit didn't say dolphin, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, this just made me that night really respect Reverend B and her works and reference, because she's a big dolphin advocate. All of everything. You know what I'm saying? But I just had to... I won't do such an endeavor again.
Maybe it was B sending waves to us.
I don't think B did.
Panama City.
I'm going to tell you, because B wouldn't let me get down. I was down the first 20 minutes, and this, I was out. First 20 minutes of this. And, I mean, we had worked so hard for days to get this produced and get it going,
Joanna,
and everything.
Did I hear a dolphin? And yes, you did.
Yes.
And we were not near any water surface.
Nope.
That we could hear the sound, you know, of a live animal.
Absolutely not.
We were in
not.
An enclosed environment, you know, that the tanks were really thick glass, and you cannot hear.
Absolutely waterproof.
That
and that's the safety. When we went into this location, you could not take pictures towards the glass. It always had to be against a wall, and we were not...
Well, we took pictures, but we made sure the flash was off.
Yeah, well, you could take pictures, but as long as the flashes didn't affect the dolphins and the things, the animals, we would never do that.
Well, We had a lot of regulations that we had to follow.
Oh, we had to go through a lot of regulations to do this. And but I'm going to tell you, as a psychic, I won't do such a thing again. I can't. I'll just tell you. That was the. I mean, I've seen some challenging things in my life,
what,
but this
what,
one.
What we're going to do is we're up against our last break.
Oh, okay.
So if you would like to call into the show and to ask your 1 minute psychic mini reading, this would be the time to dial in right now. Dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know, but. Phone lines are wide open right now. Tina would love to give you a sample of what she can do.
Let's do it.
With a psychic mini reading. So please dial in right now at 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. And you're listening to the Primarily Paranormal. I don't know what
no,
I
you're
going to
say my other radio show, but that's okay. Go ahead and do this one. Primarily Paranormal right here
yeah.
on Great Good Ministry Radio.
On the WGGN. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Clean it up.
And welcome back to the show, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah,
we were on mute.
You were on mute there.
We were trying to clean up and
we kind of talk in between the show.
There you
go. Don't hear us.
Welcome back.
On.
We've got about 13 minutes left of the show, and this is called Primarily Paranormal right here on Great Good Ministry Radio.
But you know what?
Thank you to Greg and Joanna for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And we are certainly trying to clean up everything. We thought we did. But it's difficult when you have an EVP or you got a recording that you have to try to bring back over on the air. A little bit difficult.
Well, yeah, because whenever we do an evidence review with a client, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, I'll have an external speaker, you know, that really helps amplify and brings it up.
But,
and it's a lot clearer that way. So when you're broadcasting over a radio like this, it is very difficult to hear. But you did hear some examples of what EVPs are all about.
And it is. It's energy. We were talking about the Aquamarina. And the one thing about this is you talk about energy. That night, there was a storm. Oh, my gosh. We're talking 45 miles an hour winds. It was horrific.
It was a blustery day.
But when we went into the Aqua Marina, it's soundproof. So we can really certainly verify, swear to, that this stuff is legitimate. And I'm going to tell you, like I told you before, this is the first place that ever knocked me completely down in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, and things that we caught outside, you know, we had to dismiss those because of wind noise and such.
Anything
like that.
Anything outside? Yeah, we even went. Well, I didn't go outside. A team did go outside in the location where some other deaths did, sad deaths, horrible, horrific deaths did occur. And I'm going to tell you, we had to throw so much out because if it's not audible and if there's a question with it, we just throw it out. That's what we have to do.
Well, we just learned that Joanne and Greg are a couple.
Isn't that cute? I know I just
They're sitting across from one another listening to us. And
we certainly are trying to come across clear. Isn't that sweet?
We love Bee.
Oh, I love her too. And a lot of people don't know this. And who don't love her? Bee gave me my start years ago on radio when she was on the Metaphysical Edge. And let me tell you, I have not shut my mouth since. I've worked quite a few investigations with Reverend B, Barbara DeDozier. And let me tell you, she is a top-notch psychic, intuitive, metaphysical preacher. She is just a lovely, lovely individual. Author.
And a rock hound.
She's a rock hound. We all got to get there. What we mean by that is she loves to dig for the crystals. Now, let me tell you, you want to see her get excited? Give her a bucket, and we're going to go. And hopefully, before long, we all, well, Bob and I and her and whoever, let's get it on. Let's go do it. But see, I can't go into that. I can't go.
Get a crystal.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm going to go, and I'll sit up on the hill while everybody else does it because I am so sensitive. And sometimes it does hurt me that I'm so sensitive to crystals and stones. That's why it's very important for everybody to go over there and check out this book. If you're intuitive, if you're sensitive, you want to know about how to work the crystals and the rocks and the meanings of them, go check it out. It's a healing crystal book over there on Greater Good Ministry Radio. And I'm not playing with you. No nonsense. She will guide you and show you, boom, how to do it and not get hurt. That's why I can't.
You better reread it then, because you always touch them and they.
No, I don't touch them anymore. You do. Thank God I got me a husband.
Maybe.
We'll take my rocks and crystals outside. And I can't have them by my bed. I have them by the door. When people walk in, they'll collect it all. Any negativity that comes through that door stops it.
Absolutely.
And that's the truth.
And Greg says,
oh, yeah.
Power on them crystals.
They ain't lying.
But, you know, one thing we haven't talked about is your weekday show. Of course, we do this show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central.
Yes.
That being primarily paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry.
And we love it
Network.
Here.
And we
oh,
love
what a family.
Being a part of this family. But Tina does another show here on Blog Talk. It's a little 30-minute show. Kind of, it's a little show right there before lunch, Central Time here at 11 o'clock. And it's called Psychic Tina Marie Show. So look that up here on Blog Talk. It's 11 a.m. Central daily. And there, she just concentrates on psychic mini reading.
Well, we do. I've been doing a lot of dream interpretations and spirituality talk also, y'all, and paranormal, whatever you'd like to do. You can come on over and check it out at www.misstina.com. But let it be known. I'd love to hear from everybody. Check it out over there. We have a fun time, a great interactive chat room. But anything I do here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, if I book a reading through this show, portion goes back to Greater Good Ministry Radio. It is my heart. It is my family right here. I'm not playing.
And
you know I love this woman.
Since I work 6 days a week at a car business, she's doing 6 days a week, too.
You betcha.
11 o'clock Central.
You did. Oh, man, you're a worker.
Monday through Saturday, we take Sunday off and try and keep that day for
Absolutely.
Ourselves.
Absolutely. That's when
you
we
know.
Go over to Greater Good Ministry Radio, and we listen to the their conversations in the morning, their direction in reference to spirituality, and it's so uplifting.
Oh, it is.
I mean to tell you.
And
a lot of different guests. They rotate them. So it's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Anything else you'd like to tell anybody out there? We got, hey, what is the number to call in this show? Let's get a caller in.
Yeah, 347-237-5339. Press 1. Let us know you'd like to talk. We've got 5 minutes left, so great time to call in. Even if you want to say hello, we'd love to hear your voice. You know, you hear ours. We would love to have that exchange of energy.
All right, and you know the people in the chat room, they said they're very interested, and that just tickles me very, very much. Check out Reverend B. Come on over and check, like I said, www.misstina.com or www.golfcoastparanormal if you feel you have a paranormal situation. Once again, we never charge. Never have, never will. All right, baby.
We're not far above taking a donation if we have to travel.
Well, you know, if it's you know, we do the best we can in a tri-county area. But if you ask us to come into Georgia, Louisiana, donations for gas, hey, we'll always accept it. But you know, if we can't help you, we try to get you somebody closer to your location. There you go.
But you know, it's been a beautiful day, and we hope everyone had a beautiful Easter yesterday.
Oh, yeah, a great weekend.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Beautiful weekend for us. Very relaxed.
Oh, I got into the Easter candy yesterday. Bob came home with a big bag of all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, right before my radio show this morning on the Psychic Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, I ate 2 or 3 little chocolate eggs and a few jelly beans. I was hyped up, you hear me. After the coffee.
Were you hopping?
I was hopping.
Hopping Easter.
And I had a great show. I guess you're just going to have to bring home more jelly beans. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Hey, they were
famous. He goes, I lived with a ghost in my house in Hollywood, Florida for years.
Cool.
Truly believe she was buried under my bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Ray, you just should have called in.
I wish you'd have called in. That would have been a great story to hear. We've got a great friend down there.
Well, one thing about this is, and I'll ask the question, and hopefully you can answer in the chat room, Greg. We'll do it by text and this, but do you have any residual? Do you feel it's residual where it's doing the same thing on a regular basis or a semi-regular basis?
Or are they reaching?
Or is it an active haunt where they're doing intelligent things, they're moving things? Please let us know that. We'd be interested. We do have if it's a hostile type thing, we can refer you to someone that would be able to help you.
Oh, absolutely.
So please let us know about that. And if not, you can always email us. When I first moved in, she used to open doors.
Okay. All right.
Well, now, opening doors could be a combination. Now, I'm a debunker. This is what I do. I go in, and find out why things are happening. When I hear doors opening, is it a vacuum situation where you open a door and that causes the other door to open? Is there a window open or a fan on that's causing that door? Is it an unlevel house which causes that door to open on its own if it's not latched? These are things I would test for.
Did it happen the same time at night?
And what time is this happening? Is it the same time?
Yeah.
If it's a consistent thing. Because if it's the same time, that's more of a residual haunting, and you've got nothing to worry about.
And one thing about something like this is, are they harming you? Are they causing you duress
or
stress?
We got a quick caller. We're just going to, wait a minute, it says question mark. So why don't we just bring them on and see what they got to say.
All right, thank you for
2 minutes.
Hurry, let's go.
850-340, you're on the air with Psychic and Tina Marie and Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Joanna Gray.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good. First time we've tuned in to y'all, even though Barb has told us several times to tune in, we decided tonight we would.
Oh, thank you so very much. We kind of rushed the show tonight, and I do apologize to everybody out there. But Bob and I both work, and we just winged it tonight. And we're sorry about the quality of the EVPs tonight. We'll try to. It's called Block Talk Radio. What would you like to say tonight?
Just what Greg was talking about there in Hollywood. He lived there several years ago, and he did believe that she was buried under there. She wasn't happy when they decided to move out of the house. She kept she didn't want them to leave.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you move into a location, the energy, the spirits, ghost, whatever a person would like to call this, hold on, don't hang up. We'd love to hear from you. We've got to say our bye-bye.
Well, no, we'll keep you on air and you'll be able to hear us, and we'll go into overtime here. But we want to say to everybody, thank you for listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio. Visit Tina's website at www.misstina.com, or for paranormal help, visit gulfcoastparanormal.com. Don't forget to visit Greater Good Ministries Radio website at ggmradio.com. 30 seconds to you, close.
All right. Very love and blessings to everybody out there. What we try to do is just give a little bit of education to everybody out there as we know it. And we're always open for conversation. Love and blessings to everybody. Caller, please don't hang up. We'll be seeing you next Monday night, same time, same place, right here on Greater Good.
7 p.m. Central.
There you go. Great Good Ministry of Radio. It's
okay.
A blessing to everybody.
And Joan, we are in overtime now on the show. You know, this will be in the archives, so if you want to go back and listen to the archives, you'll be able to listen to what we have to say if you don't catch it all.
All right, go ahead with your story.
No, that's just, he was just fascinated with it. We've got a lot of paranormal experiences that I've had in my family, and he's had some in his, but we've always, both of us, been fascinated with it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, 30 years of working with it, it's a fascination every time. It's a new scenario just about every time. And what the blessing about working in it for as long as we have, it helps you to get credibility. It helps you to understand what it is, what you're dealing with, so people aren't frightened.
Right. Understand that. Yeah, my daughter is fixing to be 21 April the 15th, and she's always, for some reason, I mean, we've taken pictures numerous, visited graveyards and captured lots of orbs and mist.
Yeah, you got to be careful in graveyards because obviously there's dead people there. And,
I didn't mean to laugh about that. But in a cemetery, you've got your human and inhuman. But go ahead.
Right. My daughter, like I said, she's so in tune with it. I mean, we'd have our digital camera, and when she would take the picture, she could see it just as she clicked for the picture.
That is a wonderful thing you just said there. And you know what? There's a lot of validity to what you just said. A lot of validity, absolutely. It happens to us all the time. You see it as a flash is going, and bam.
Yeah, because she would say to me, "Mama, didn't you see that?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't see that."
Well, I'll tell you a story about myself. I mean, I'm a debunker, as I said. I mean, I look for reasons why things are happening, an illogical, you know, how can I prove this happening, you know, through physics or whatever. And we did this one investigation, and I have my digital camera at this particular time, and I wish it was the video.
Yeah.
I wish it was the video, because when I'm looking through an antique piece that they said, you know, was an antique piece, it was a very old piece, I saw an orb in the lower right-hand corner of my screen, LED screen, moved from right corner to top left corner, and it shook me because I wasn't expecting it, number one. You know, and Tina knows, when I'm out on an investigation, I'm rock solid. I mean, nothing really fazes me. You know, I just go in,
That's true.
Do my job, I don't challenge any spirits or entities there, I go on with respect, and I mean, it made me take one step back as I was kind of looking up to see if I could see it with my
naked eye. I'd never seen
eye.
Him unnerved before like that.
And I just said,
never.
And I said, whoa. You know, because it just surprised me. Out of nowhere, this appeared. And that was my first, I can say, real experience that I had.
We've gotten a lot of EVPs and things like that. But for you able, and that's true, when you look through a camcorder or a digital camera, I'm going to tell you, what you said, there's so much validity to. And we'll talk about that next Monday night on the show if y'all would like to tune in.
Okay, that sounds good. And I'd like to send y'all some of the photographs.
If you go to the website, MissTina.com, there's a link for Tina or myself. You can just click that. It's Tina at MissTina.com.
Okay.
And
on the website.
And it's T-E-N-A at Miss Tina, and that's M-I-S-S-T-E-N-A, not I, no I.
And you know what's so cool? Reverend B and I, we've done several investigations together, and she is so calm and collective. And I'm going to tell you, next week we'll talk a little bit about that in reference to the very first investigation I ever did with her. I learned so much. I had done it like 15 years when I met Reverend B. And I'm going to tell you, she is a sport. Oh, my gosh. She is a sport. I mean,
yes.
She's like,
yes.
You know, blood of steel, man. Nothing shakes her at all. And, I mean, we were getting disembodied heads. We were getting disembodied arms and legs. And, you know, it was just, oh, mind-boggling. And that was in Perry, Florida. So if you talk to her, send my love. And I'm going to tell you, she taught me well. And I've never been so proud of the direction. And see, that's what happens. The Lord, the universe, whatever you want to call it, I know it was the Lord, sent her to me. And she just, oh, wham. She never looked back. I'm going to tell you, not one time. And it isn't, I don't call on her, but if I have an investigation that I'm unsure of, she is one that I would naturally ever do. And if I ever do an aquamarina again, she's doing it. I'm not. I'm not doing it. Oh, heck no. Go ahead. And
yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight.
Okay. Well, I thank y'all. Y'all did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tell your friends.
Tune in next week, and we'll have y'all on. We'll just have a little old couple.
Okay.
Where y'all now?
We live in Port St. Joe.
All right. Well, then you're right there by B.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There you
go.
Well, guess what? Send us some information about y'all, and we'll have y'all next week, and we'll just have a good old talk.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We've known Barbara for many years.
All right. Thank you so very much. We're gonna go eat. And blessings to you, and thank you. Tell B I love her.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
And this was Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal, here on the WGGM Radio, the Greater Good Ministry Radio, all inspirational all the time. We thank you, and tune in next week at 7 p.m. Central for another show of Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie. Visit our website at www.mistina.com or GulfCoastParanormal.com. To learn more about Greater Good Ministry Radio, go to ggmradio.com. We're wishing everyone a wonderful night. Good night, all.